panel of people from the transgender community came and spoke to a room full of chaplains about how disappointed they are with our medical system, about insurance companies that won't cover their procedures, medications, surgeries, and medical staff that are sometimes insulting, ask inappropriate questions, or just not knowledgeable. And it really broke my heart because this is supposed to be our system of healing. And it's causing pain and shame to an important and needy part of our community. And one thing I was reminded of is how often people in the transgender community are called by the wrong gender, even by people that know them. I know we can all relate to what it feels like to be mislabeled, to not be seen in an interaction. It's like the person you're talking to is denying a truth about who you are. And you feel it in your body, it hurts. And it takes a lot of bravery to stand up and say, no, you're mistaken. That was wrong. This is me. This is who I am. This is my name. And this is what Korach did in this week's parasha. Along with the rest of the Israelites, Korach's been wandering through the desert for many years, following Moshe and Aaron. And he's getting fed up. He gathers a group of 250 Israelites, and they go up to Moshe and Aaron, and they say, Rav Lechem, which I translate as, you've gone too far. Ki chol ha'eda kulam kiroshim u'betocham Adonai. Because all of the congregation is holy, and in their midst is God. When I first read this, I understood it as Korach basically being like, why are you guys in charge again? Weren't we all in Egypt together? We all walked through the sea together. We all stood at Sinai together and heard the voice of God. As Moshe says later, when he's talking to the people of Israel, God spoke to you from the midst of the fire. How cool is that? God gave us the covenant from a fire, and we were all there. Everybody here was there. Everybody heard it. We all received it. We were equal. We were one. One midrash said that Korach is making a critique of the hierarchies Moshe has instituted in among the Israelites. It says, if you have taken royal rank for yourself, you should at least not have chosen the priesthood for your brother. Is it not you alone? It is not you alone who have heard at Sinai, I am the Lord thy God. All the congregation heard it. It's a critique of favoritism and of hierarchy. It's Korach calling out Moshe for not treating everyone as equally holy, for not acknowledging the lived experience of all the tribes at Sinai. Right now, I bet a bunch of you are like, go Korach! Standing up to the man. I know we love Moshe for liberating us and all, but, you know, he needs to learn an important lesson here. How to be a leader. How to see the people for who they are and see what they want. Recognition, equality, meaningful participation in the community project. Then Korach comes back with a real kicker. He says, "Umadua titnas'u al kahal Adonai." Why do you raise yourself up above the Lord's congregation? I feel like, why are you acting better than us? Ouch. You know, I kind of feel for Moshe here because I believe Moshe has good intentions. He and Aaron want to institute a system that helps Israel flourish. And to them, that means they need to step up and be leaders. They need the priests and the Levites to take care of the sacred responsibilities, the judges they've appointed to uphold justice, and the tribes fulfill the different roles that they own. When people play the role they're assigned in a hierarchy, the wheels keep turning. And that's how our society looks too. We have people with a lot of power, people with very little. We have different roles we fulfill to help things run smoothly. Sometimes they're the right role, sometimes they're not. Sometimes our leaders prove themselves and earn the right to guide us, and sometimes they really don't. And when we see leaders that fail us or aren't qualified to guide us, it's our responsibility to be Korach, to stand up and call our leaders out, to join a panel and tell a group of spiritual leaders, we need you to advocate for us because we're not being treated fairly. The thing is, Korach doesn't get an accolade for this. Some of you might know God sides with Moshe and swallows Korach into the earth, then burns all the followers to a crisp with the very fire that God spoke to us, the covenant. And they're hard verses to read because I want God to behave according to my sense of morality, and I want God to behave compassionately in the Torah. And this just seems unjust to me. Of the many sides of God, this reveals the impatient one. But you know, it's a true reflection of the world. Life is not fair. You don't have to work in a hospital to know that, but it sure reminds you every day. But we do have the power to work towards justice by speaking up against policies and people in power with whom we disagree. To make real, sustainable change, we need to do more than that, though. We need to speak up for something, to show up in the name of something better, to manifest our visions of what could be, to march through the streets this Sunday for pride, for campaign, for a candidate we believe in, to get up in front of people we respect and share our beliefs, to transform ourselves and our community. Mahatma Gandhi said, all the tendencies in the outer world are to be found in the world of our body. If we can change ourselves, the tendencies in the world would also change. And it's by getting in touch with ourselves in spaces like this that we know how to stay true to who we are and to gain the courage to shout out, this is me, and this is what I see is possible in the world. And this is my ongoing journey. Understanding myself better, loving myself better, accepting myself so that I can speak my truth and the truth I see in my communities. My truth is, I want to help people. I want to be present with the divine. I want to learn the ancient ways of our tradition and teach our wisdom to the world. And the truth I see around me is that we want peace. We want equality. We want to be understood. We want to bring holiness into the work we do in the world and to honor every piece that every person holds. We want to come together and pray the words of our ancestors, to sing the yearnings of our hearts, to be healed and be inspired. When we stand for the Baruchu, the prayer that calls us to awaken and step into our power, may our voices rise to heaven and bring the change we crave on this day and every day.
Amen.
Amen.
Please rise for the Baruchu.